Welcome to the Red and White Report, the podcast on everything about Arsenal Football Club. My name is Cy Gurum, and in this first episode, we're going to be diving into the transfer side of things and looking at Arsenal's potential options to bolster their attack. Let's get started, shall we? Option one for Arsenal this summer is Victor Gyökeres. Victor Gyökeres, a player for Sporting CP, is one of the top striker options for Arsenal, and he's been strongly linked with the Gunners in recent times. He has a release clause of around 100 million euros, but Sporting are accepting bids of around 80 million euros for him. He's 27 years old, a top scorer in European football, and has scored the most goals in the 24-25 season. He can play as a lone forward and suits Mikel Arteta's pressing system very well. He struggled with hold-up play, but he is a lethal striker and will get you goals from any side. He remains to be seen how Sporting will handle any bids for Gyökeres, especially if they're lower than their 80 million euros valuation, but he's certainly a good target for Arsenal and one that's seeming to be increasingly likely for them this summer. The next option is Benjamin Sesko of Red Bull Leipzig. He's a long-term target for Arsenal and scored 21 goals last season in the Bundesliga. Leipzig want a minimum of 100 million euros for a sale, which of course is more than Gyökeres. However, Sesko is 22 years old and he's pretty tall for a striker at 6'5". He has an outstanding physical presence and very excellent poaching instincts. The price is too high for Arsenal, especially if it saves 100 million euros, but he's still young and needs development, so he may become an elite forward in the long term. However, Arsenal do need goals immediately to get some silverware, so it remains to be seen how they approach this option. The next option for Arsenal is Alexander Isak of Newcastle United. Isak is a 24-year-old Swedish international and considered Arsenal's dream target for many summers now. He's a Premier League proven player as he plays with Newcastle, and Newcastle do want at least 150 million euros for him, which is very expensive. Isak has excellent technical skills, good link-up play, mobility, and finishing. All in all, very good skills for a striker. He'll fit Mikel Arteta's side very well if he does join them. However, there have been injury concerns around him in recent times, and physical ability is not one of his strengths. He's the least likely target for Arsenal this window, but one that would phenomenally improve them if he were to join. Next is Ollie Watkins of Aston Villa. Arsenal submitted an offer of around 40 million euros for Ollie Watkins in the winter transfer window. He's a childhood Arsenal fan and also a Premier League proven player with Aston Villa. He's hardworking, presses relentlessly, and gets a decent return of goals and assists every season. Of course, Villa would want around 80 million euros for him, which is a lot more than the 40 million Arsenal bid in the winter. And at 29 years old, Watkins would have very limited resale value if Arsenal were to sell him on later. He's not an elite, best-in-the-world striker, but he is a solid backup option in case Mikel Arteta can't get anyone else he wants. The fifth option is to go for no one. Stick with an internal solution. Now, last season, Gabriel Jesus and Kai Havertz were the main men up top for Arsenal, and unfortunately, they were both injured in the second half of the season with muscular injuries, so neither of them were available to play. In that absence, Mikel Merino filled in, but he's a midfielder and not exactly a viable solution to play striker for the long term. Even if both of them are fit, Jesus is not actually a prolific marksman, and Havertz isn't a natural number 9, as he was also a midfielder like Merino. So the current options are clearly not enough for Arsenal to make a sustained push for the title or other silverware next season. So we'll have to see which striker option they go for. And that's all for today. To put it simply, here's how I would rate Arsenal's striker options right now. Gyökeres is practical. Sesko is risky. Isak is not realistic. Watkins is a backup, and nobody new is just not enough. I'm glad you're able to join me for the discussion on Arsenal's potential transfers, and be sure to leave a comment on who you think Arsenal should sign this summer. Until next time, I'm Cy Gurum, and this is the Red and White Report.